Hello and welcome to Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives of WTBR-FM. When WTBR moved to the new facilities here at Pittsfield Community Television, it brought along with it a tremendous asset, its vinyl collection, numbering nearly 20,000 pieces, including full albums, EPs, singles, and so much more. And that so much more will mean so much more today, and I'll let you know about that in a little bit. So the purpose of this program is to take you back in time to the early days of WTBR when this entire collection was brand new. I'm your host, David Cachet, and over the last couple of years, I've acted as sort of an archivist of this great collection. Just imagine, if you will, a wall full of records sorted into like cubby holes, about 150 records in each section. And then also imagine an entire section full of other things like CDs and reel-to-reel tapes and 78s and everything else. I'm going to be choosing some actual CDs today off the wall and playing for you. That's right, not going to be playing vinyl today, going to be playing some CDs. And these are a little different. These are CDs that have been given to us over the years as promotional items from record companies. They pretty much all date back to the late 80s, early 90s here. So we're going to have a little bit of fun today and just start playing some random CDs that have been sitting around the WTBR archives for decades. All right, so we're going to start with a group that I think has become pretty well known in the alternative music scene, and one of those groups that everyone loves to listen to and party with, and that's Cake. Now, in 1994, they were releasing their debut album called Motorcade of Generosity, and we got a seat. We actually got a compilation disc in 1995. It actually says February of 95 we got this. It's a compilation disc called Star Maps 2 Blocks, and it's featuring such great groups as 311 and Widespread Panic and R.L. Burnside and Cake. And we're going to listen to a track called Jolene. Not that Jolene, but it's the second single they released off their debut album. It's a single that came out after their song Rock and Roll Lifestyle. So here is Cake right now with the song Jolene right now on Random Draw.
The thick breezeway door, like she'd done 100 times before. Jolene smoothed her dark hair in the mirror. She folded the towel carefully and put it back in place. Yeah, I wanna pull you down into bed. Your face in lead. Oh, yeah, alright now. But every time I pull you close, push my face into your hair, cream rinse and tobacco smoke. That sickly scent is always, always there. Father's uneven snores. Right then she knew there must be something more. Jolene heard the singing in the forest. She opened the door quietly and stepped into the night. Yeah, I wanna throw you out into space. I wanna do whatever it takes, takes, takes. Oh yeah, well, whatever. tobacco smoke. That sickly set is always, always there. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All guitar. Yeah, all right, ha!
Soup Dragons with Mother Universe. And before that, we heard Mr. Bungle with their song called Quote Unquote. And we opened the show up today with Cake and their song Jolene. Now, that Mr. Bungle track was the first track on their 1991 self-titled debut album from Mr. Bungle. And the song was originally called Travolta. I think you heard him mention the word Travolta, and in sort of a tribute to John Travolta and Patrick Swayze in that song. You even heard him do a little chorus from Grease, so there you go. Mr. Bungle, if that voice sounds familiar, the singer from that group, and if you're a fan of some really good alternative rock from the 80s and 90s, that was Mike Patton, who would also be the lead singer in the group Faith No More, one of my favorites when I was growing up. So again, that's Mr. Bungle with Quote Unquote. And we close that set with the Soup Dragons and their song Mother Universe. Now, the Soup Dragons are a Scottish alternative band who are putting out their second album called Love God in 1990. That album peaked at number 88 in the US and number 7 in the UK, and that's mainly because that was the album that featured their big hit single I'm Free, the cover of the Rolling Stones song. They had club remixes of that, and just the regular single was pretty good. And so there you go. That was the Soup Dragons with Mother Universe. The CD single we got is actually called a 12-inch CD single, which makes no sense since it's the same size as every other CD out there. So there you go. That was the Soup Dragons with Mother Universe. All right, we're going to keep the music going here of our CD party we're having today of all the CDs we just sort of randomly pulled off our shelves. And we're going to keep it across the pond with a group called Happy Mondays. I always think of the Happy Mondays as being from part of the Manchester scene of the early 90s, Factory Records and that sort of thing, Tony Wilson producing and owning the record company and everything like that. So, and they were putting out their fourth album called Yes Please over in the UK. It was fairly big hit, number 14. It's more famous over here. I always think of it because it was produced by Chris France and Tina Weymouth from the Talking Heads. They produced this album. So we're going to listen to one of the singles off of that we got here, a promotional CD single from Happy Mondays. Here's a song called Angel right now on Random Draw.
Sheriff was the sheriff who picked me.
All right, that was D-Light with their song Good Beat. Before that, we heard MC Hammer and his song Pray. And we started off this set of random eclectic music with the Happy Mondays and their song Angel. Now, MC Hammer was obviously very big in the early 90s, and he released an album called Please Hammer, Don't Hurt Him. And on that album, he had a big single like You Can't Touch This, and he had that song you just heard, Pray. That was his biggest single ever as far as chart wise go. Hit number 2 way back in 1990, and if you recognize the sort of tune of that tune, you're probably got good ears and you grew up in the 80s, because of course that song is mostly just MC Hammer rapping to When Doves Cry, the Prince song, one of the few times Prince allowed sampling to happen of one of his songs, hence the co-written by MC Hammer and Prince writing credits on the that single. So again, that was MC Hammer with Pray, and we listened to the radio edit version of that off the CD single. And then we finished up that set of music with the group D-Light and their song Good Beat, and that was actually the Turn Up Radio mix on the CD single from that song. This song came from their debut album, World Click. That album actually did pretty well, went all the way up to number 20, but that was mainly due to the fact that it had the song Groove Is in the Heart, which was just a smash hit that you can still hear to this day. So that was D-Light with Good Beat. All right, we're going to take a break right now here on Random Draw. I'll be back in just a moment to hear some more great random CDs that I just pulled off the shelves here at WTBR. So stay tuned, we'll be back in just a moment.
Combining the miracle of modern technology with the secrets of ordinary street junkies. Producing this.
89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is Community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at Sondrini.com.
What would it be like not having PCTV's reliable coverage of our Pittsfield City meetings? Well, the answer is it would be like driving in the darkness without headlights. We need the light to show us exactly what's coming our way. PCTV's coverage is that light. It's so reliable and dependable, we don't even think about not having it, but nothing can be taken for granted. Support this building block of democracy today. It's too important to lose, especially now. Pittsfield Community Television, see it all, decide for yourself.
Do you have a favorite show on WTBR-FM? Did you miss the last episode? We've got good news for you. Most of our shows are now available on podcast. You can subscribe to your favorite and have the latest episode downloaded to your device automatically on Apple, Google, Amazon Music, Stitcher, or Overcast. Go to WTBRFM.com/podcasting and find out more today. WTBRFM, for the love of radio.
Now, streaming live on the web, WTBRFM.com.
We're going to California and Texas and New York, and we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan, and then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
WTBR.
Yeah! And we are back here on Random Draw. And again, we've been listening to some great random tunes that we've just been pulling off CDs here that were left behind at the old TBR over at Taconic. Now, as I mentioned before, you can get a podcast of the show, a Random Draw, by visiting wherever you get podcasts, including Google, Apple Music, that sort of thing. You can also visit our station's website for more information at WTBRFM.com. While you're there, you can see a schedule of all the other great programming, get all the podcasts from all these great shows here on WTBR, and if you have an idea for your own show, you can even submit one online. Plus, there's a big donate button really at the top, so I'd say you click on that and help us out. All right, let's jump back into the music. We're going to get back, and we're going to keep it across the pond. We're going to go to Ireland next, and we're going to listen to the Cranberries, who were putting out their second album in that year. It looks like it was the Cranberries' second album, No Need to Argue, was coming out, and we're going to listen to one of the tracks off of that. 1994 was a good year for some music, if I remember correctly, and this was one of the bigger albums. The album went to number 6 in the U.S., and this single I'm going to play for you is called Ode to My Family, hit number 11 on the U.S. alternative charts. So here's the Cranberries with Ode to My Family right now on Random Draw.
I declare, have you seen the light? son, you come and like the wind you go. Ain't no time to hate, barely time to wait. Silver mine, and I call it beggar's tomb. I've got me a violin, and I beg you call the tune. Anybody's choice, I can hear your voice. Oh, oh, all I want to know, oh, how does the song go? Come here, Uncle John's band by the riverside. Got some things to talk about here beside the rising tide. Come here, Uncle John's band playing to the tide. Come on along, we'll go alone. He's come to take his children home.
Jimmy Buffett with Uncle John's Band. Before that, we heard Bruce Hornsby and the Range and their song Defenders of the Flag. And we opened up the second half of the show today with the Cranberries and their song Ode to My Family. That Bruce Hornsby and the Range song was taken from their second album called Scenes from the South Side in 1988. The album peaked at number 5 and was certified platinum. I think that's because it contains bigger hits like Valley Road and Jacob's Ladder. And that Jacob's Ladder was actually the song that hit number 1 for Huey Lewis and the News. So that was Bruce Hornsby with Defenders of the Flag. And we closed up that set with Jimmy Buffett and his Grateful Dead cover song, Uncle John's Band. And that song was taken from his 1994 album, Fruitcakes. And it was actually the first top 5 album he ever had in his career. Before that, he only had one album that hit number 10. So again, that was Jimmy Buffett with his cover of Uncle John's Band. We got time for a few more tracks here on WTBR's Random Draw, and we're going to be listening to a group called The Laws from Liverpool. They only released one studio album in their history, but it's pretty well known because it had the giant single There She Goes. We're not going to listen to that song because we have a CD single for their second single called Timeless Melody. So here are The Laws with Timeless Melody right now on Random Draw.
Bye. a little mercy. You wanna feel like this is real, but it's so cold this time of year. And everywhere you like to go is a reminder. You can smell it in the air, but this is just being unfair. I don't care, cause life was never meant to be painless. What I would give, painless. An adjective, painless. Gonna beg to be leg of your adventure. Not gonna cry, I'm gonna laugh. It's like a little game of chance. We all anticipate the elements of nature. Yesterday was years ago, and you have nothing more to show. I don't care, cause I was always meant to be here.
The Baby Animals and their song Painless. And before that, we heard The Lightning Seeds with Life of Riley. And we started off this last set of music with The Laws and their song Timeless Melody, which I've heard Pearl Jam perform a couple of times. That Lightning Seeds song, they were another group from Liverpool, just like The Laws. And that song came from their second album called Sense. It was the first single from that album. And that single reached number 28 over in the UK. And did I own the cassette single for that song? Yes, I did back in the day. And that last song we heard was by the Baby Animals called Painless, and they're an Australian band who were putting out their self-titled debut album in 1991, and that album went to number one in Australia, and the single you heard went all the way up to number 29 here in the U.S. on the mainstream rock chart. And did I own the cassette single to that song? Yes, I also did. So, yes, I had a lot of those cassette singles back in the early 90s. So there you go, that was the Baby Animals and Painless. Well, that wraps it up for us here at Random Draw. If you'd like to learn more about WTBR or even have an idea for your own show, please visit WTBRFM.com. Until next time on Random Draw, I've been your host, David Cachet. We'll see you later.